Doom Tracker. Here is I-95 meteorologist Jack Drake with a weather alert.
Hey, Jack, how are you, sir?
Jack.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing well.
Great to talk to you. You must be busy. You know, people get very excited. We know the snow is coming.
There's a first winter storm of the season. Everybody's a little amped up, especially early December. It's going to hit during the week, right? So we got school implications. We have travel implications. So, yeah, a little bit, we're dialed up. Good.
I'm encouraging everyone to panic. You should definitely
for an inch of snow.
Well, we don't know. Let's let Jack.
Yeah, I know.
Jack. Oh,
he
Ethan.
Knows.
Ethan claims to know what it's going to be. Jack, why don't you tell us what we're going to see?
What are we facing, sir?
Yeah, honestly, this is a tough one, guys. I'm going to get a rain snow line to set up tomorrow morning, right along the I-84 corridor. So it very well could be one of those situations where if you're on a hill in western Connecticut and you're above 600 feet, you do pretty well. You get snow, potentially a couple inches of snow. If you're in the valley, you might not see a lot at all, right? So if you're down by Candlewood Lake or somewhere along the I-84 corridor there in the valley, not looking at a whole lot. So somewhere that rain snow line is going to set up, it's really hard to pin down. We have additional short-range data coming out today that should help us out a little bit. But even so, sometimes it is a little too close to call. Where it's not too close to call is up, Dave's neck of the woods there, Litchfield County.
Torrington.
Torrington, where there's a winter storm watch should affect up there for northern Litchfield. And I think 3 to 6 is a good conservative estimate up there. Some towns will get that 6-inch mark. So it's always tough here in greater Danbury, but up in Litchfield County, it should get a legit storm.
I know it's asking a lot, and if you can't be this specific, that's okay. But what is the quality of the snow going to be like if we're out there shoveling it? One of these heavy ones?
Definitely heavy. So if you think about the temperatures, right, it's going to be around 32 to 35 on the ground, and it's going to be like that for the first 1,000, 2,000 feet of the atmosphere. So basically, everything starts with snow in the cloud. As it falls, it starts to melt a little bit, and that's how you get that wet, heavy snow with temperatures right around freezing. It's actually a pretty classic wet snow signature, especially for the Litchfield Hills. Now, it might turn to rain here, so you might just get kind of that mushy, slushy slop in Danbury, but, nasty stuff.
Yeah, it's a great time for a heart attack. I mean, get out there, haven't worked out in a while.
Full of great
and then you got to start shoveling, this heavy, wet snow.
Sure.
Bang.
Yeah, I mean, at least there's not going to be a foot of it, right?
Right.
Slush, I tend to just kind of, leave it until it melts. Hopefully there's some rain to wash it away, and you can throw a little salt on it or something. But, yeah, when you get that heart attack snow. That's what in Torrington they might be worried about.
Oh, great! I'm going to go eat a lot of salt today. Then lots of salt.
Ethan,
bulk up a little bit.
When we started this report, Ethan, you were saying that you don't think we're going to get, based off of what Jack just said versus what you came in thinking. Where are we at here?
Here's me playing meteorologist. Okay.
Okay.
I've got Danbury down for 1 to 3 inches.
Uh-huh.
New Milford 2 to 4, and Litchfield County 2 to 4.
Okay.
But that's
okay.
Not Jack.
You're a little low in Litchfield, I think, but
okay.
I don't mind the New Milford numbers. Danbury might end up honestly a little high. I don't know if I think the odds of 3 inches in Danbury are decreasing. Could that change today? Could we get a little bit? All it takes is a degree or two colder, right? And then we're looking at snow. It's really hard when you're on the edge like that.
Okay. I have to ask you a personal question here, okay? First of all, shout out to my plow guys. Apex Horticulture in New Fairfield.
Shout out.
He only plows my driveway, and it's a mutual agreement when we get 3 inches of snow, which is fine with me. So do I need to call John at Apex and tell him to be on the lookout, or am I going to be okay in New Fairfield?
What's your elevation again, Ethan?
He's riding high, Jack.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, he's riding high. He's a 500
out of the resident local weather expert.
We are in one of the higher elevations in town and in the state.
He's a 500.
Stop laughing at me.
I have a friend up there in Hootatuck Forest, they call it, above Swan Pond, a giant mountain.
Right.
It goes up to 1,000 feet, and he's always talking to me. He's always got 8 inches, and everybody else has nothing. So if you're in one of those roads up there,
No.
I get the plow. But no, if you're in the normal kind of like the New Fairfield town area,
I think
you'll be okay without the plow.
Right. That's what I needed to know.
Just a gut feeling. Could change.
Is this Apex guy related at all to the Apex Technical School from back in the day? You know, with the
next
guy
time I see John, I'll ask him.
Okay. The mustache. Yeah. He's always telling you, come to Apex Technical School and learn stuff.
If you'd like it to be, yes.
I'm just asking. you figured you would know if the guy's related. All right. Jack, is there anything else about this storm that we need to know?
Everybody was asked about the timing. I don't know if I did a good job articulating that. I would say the snow probably is going to come in like that rain-snow mix comes in tomorrow morning, I'd say around 9 a.m., and then it lasts through the afternoon, early evening. It should be out of here by 9 p.m. So relatively quick storm. That's one of the limiting factors. And again, hitting during the day, a lot of these early season storms, Long Island Sound temperatures are still warm. You have to remember ground temps are still pretty warm, so it can make it harder for the snow to stick. If we had the same storm in February, it'd probably be a little different story. But again, kind of leaning low on impacts, I-84 corridor, and then continuing to talk about plowable snow in Litchfield County.
Awesome. Jack, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.